Right, let's begin this one with some cricket. Proteas white ball coach Rob Walter included experienced players Lungi Ngidi and Bray Shamsi in the squad who will face New Zealand in Pakistan in the first match of the Tri Nations one-day series on Monday. Six debutants were named as well, while several big names were omitted before the Champions Trophy starting in Pakistan on the 19th. Now, the remainder of the squad of the Tri-Nation series will be announced tomorrow after today's SA20 final between Sunrisers Eastern Cape and MI Cape Town at the Wanderers Stadium. Now, the defending champion Sunrisers are in high spirits for their third consecutive final despite a tight couple of weeks in the SA20. SEC captain Aidan Markram says they'll turn to the crowd for the extra energy.
It can be quite tiring, but when there's a lot of energy and stuff at the stadiums and a lot on the line, then you automatically get up for it. You don't have to force yourself. So there's a big blessing in disguise there. So looking forward to it, obviously. In a final, it's always a special occasion. And yeah, I think the boys are excited for tomorrow.
First ball at the Bull Ring is at 5:30 this afternoon. And then over to some rugby. The DHL Stormers will face the Vodacom Bulls in the United Rugby Championship in Cape Town today without several first-choice players. Marnie Leebok, Ruan Nel, Nietling Fouché, JD Shikerling and Ali Fumark are all nursing injuries. Now, this isn't good news for the 2021-2022 champions, who are currently in 12th place on the URC standings, but victory over their arch enemy could see them advance to the top 8 and a place in the playoffs. A kickoff to that clash at the Cape Town Stadium is at 2 this afternoon. And then Leila Skuman splashes into the Midmar Dam today as the Aquilay Midmar Mile action continues this morning. It's a family affair as her brother Cole cheers her on.
I'm going to be doing the Midmar today with my family and my auntie. Hi! And my brother's also cheering me on.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.